السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته and welcome to حزب التحرير's English podcast. Press release. Prevent review, a failed policy that will always fail to prevent Islam. Congratulations to the Muslims of Britain. The British government has been forced, yet again, to review its shameful prevent policy, shows that it is not fit for purpose. Your adherence to the sublime Islamic values and your good character has exposed the lie at the heart of the prevent policy and forced it back to the drawing board once again. The more non-Muslims got to know the Muslims in Britain, the more they reject the hateful deceit that the likes of Grove and the Henry Jackson Society have been peddling, that Muslims are all potential terrorists and our increased adherence to Allah's Sharia should make us all afraid. In fact, the more the Muslims express their concern for the political affairs of the people, especially the global Muslim Ummah, the more we earn the respect of the people, as our principles showed that we are not the problem, rather we are part of the solution. The British people can see the contradictions in labeling people as extreme or radicalized, especially when these terms are increasingly used to cancel all others who question Britain's role in colonialism, the wanton destruction of the environment, and the muscular imposition of liberal LGBTQ plus ideology. Shameful it is that Muslims are once again to be used as scapegoats to draw attention away from capitalists' ongoing failures, the painful costs of living crisis, the energy crisis blamed on recent war rather than the energy giants and a lack of planning, and the open corruption of the British elite. Capitalism cannot handle the tsunami of crises, whether in identity, the economy, or foreign policy. One has to ask how many times must the prevent policy be reinvented before the financial secularists in the British government realize it cannot hide the failures of their system. The new report does expose some of the deepening fractures in British society, reflecting an increasing disaffection that people feel towards the ideology of the liberal elite. Despite identifying the far-right extremist and incel ideology are on the rise, the review exposes the prevent program was near meant to deal with them. Their inclusion was only ever to weakly disguise prevent's attempts to smear and malign Islam and Muslims. The real goal of targeting Islam and preventing people turning to it for guidance has been abundantly clear since its inception. The campaign to prevent the return of Islam to the world stage did not start at the War on Terror, quote-unquote. The British elite have an ancient rivalry and grudge against Islam that ultimately led them to conspire with their agents to destroy the Ottoman Caliphate in 1924. Since then, they have imposed and propped up all manner of evil dictators and regimes to serve their colonial greed and persecute any Muslim who calls for the end of such crimes against humanity. When Muslims began migrating to Britain from the colonies, it was expected that they would be impressed with secular Britain. Their Islam would be quickly shed. That did not happen. We still believe in Islam and its sublime values. The Ummah here and overseas has one heart that beats in unison, as demonstrated by the support for Palestine, which is targeted by Prevent. We're all returning to our deen despite the oppression of the regimes, the false labeling of us as extremists and policies like Prevent that have been exported to the Muslim world. Such failure only helps us see clearer the words of Allah.
وَمَا هَذِهِ الْحَيَاةُ الدُّنْيَا إِلَّا لَهْوٌ وَلَعِبٌ وَمَا هَذِهِ الْحَيَاةُ الدُّنْيَا إِلَّا لَهْوٌ وَلَعِبٌ وَإِنَّ الدَّارَ الْآخِرَةَ لَهِيَ الْحَيَوَانُ لَوْ كَانُوا يَعْلَمُونَ.
The worldly life is nothing but diversion and amusement. Verily, the home of the hereafter is the true life, if only they knew. We urge Muslims and non-Muslims alike to continue to reject the oppressive policy, which has evidently failed and will continue to fail to divert people away from Islam, like Allah mentions in the Quran.
إِنَّ الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا يُنفِقُونَ أَمْوَالَهُمْ لِيَصُدُّوا عَن سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ فَسَيُنفِقُونَهَا ثُمَّ تَكُونُ عَلَيْهِمْ حَسْرَةً ثُمَّ يُغْلَبُونَ.
Verily, the disbelievers spend their wealth to hinder others from the path of Allah. They will continue to spend to the point of regret. Then they will be defeated. Surah Al-Anfal, Ayah 36. Yahya Nisbet, Media Representative of Hizb al-Tahrir in Britain. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.